do want to thank our radio friends for the many letters that we've received. We appreciate your fellowship. We want you always to pray for us. For you know what is accomplished by the prayers of those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. We're always glad to hear from you. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. That's the address of the North Shore Church at Sheridan Road and Wilson Avenue, where I've been the pastor for many, many years, since July the 17th, 1923. Whenever you're in Chicago, we'd like to have a visit from you. Every Sunday, we have a number of our radio fans, and I would say that more than 50% of our congregation were saved or brought into our place through our radio ministry, which we've carried on for all these many years. Now we have a very interesting study because it's concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever is the meaning of this word, this verse? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Well, if you study this in the light of its context, maybe it has a deeper meaning, but we're just going to isolate it and take this thought, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now remember, we've called your attention to the fact that Christ is mentioned by noun and pronoun in the 27 books from Matthew to Revelation, 6,988 times. The same wonderful, marvelous story that Christ was in the form of God, that he became a man, he died on the cross, that he went back to heaven, he's up there as a glorified man, someday he's coming back to be the Prince of Peace and sit on the throne of David. And here's the wonderful truth about Christ. We read this statement, that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. If you've noticed, in the book of John, 21 times Christ calls himself the I Am. Now, what does he mean by the I Am? He says, before Abraham was, I am. I am. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light of the world. I am the Messiah. I am, I am, I am, all the way through. And he says, before Abraham was, I am. And in John, that same 8th chapter, John, the 24th verse, he said, if you believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sin. Well, way back in the 2nd and 3rd chapters of Exodus, you remember that Moses met Jehovah, and he revealed himself as the eternal I am. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when Thomas saw his nail prints in that upper room after he was raised from the dead, he said, my Lord and my God. In the 10th chapter of John, we read this. Christ said, I've done many good works. Why do you stone me? They said, we're not stoning you for good works, but because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. You find that in the 10th chapter of John. Now, Christ was a man making himself God, but he was God and made himself man. Well, we read in the 1st chapter that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Now, he was God, and he became flesh. Well, what form does God have? Could you describe God's form? I don't think he could. None of us could. We know God is a living, true, personal God. Now, whatever form God has, we read in 2nd chapter of Philippians that Jesus Christ was in the form of God. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He lived on this earth as Jesus of Nazareth about 33 or 34 years. Now, while he was here, he grew in stature and in favor with God and men, as we read in the 2nd chapter of Luke, and we read that he was the man of sorrows. One of the most difficult things to understand in the Bible is the kenosis, the self-emptying of the Lord Jesus Christ. How he depended upon prayer and the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures in his own behalf, because he was perfect man and perfect God. But when he exercised authority, divine authority towards others, he'd say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Or he'd say, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He spoke with divine authority, not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He spake as never man spake. He was Emmanuel, which by interpretation is God with us. But now let's remember this. Jesus Christ, as to his essential and eternal deity, is the same. He was self-existent as the eternal Christ. Yes, as the eternal Word with God in the bosom of the Father. He was never created because he was in the Godhead. And God said to his Son in Hebrews 1:8, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Now, when he was in the form of God, God is a spirit, but the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, and God made him a body, and he became the incarnate Word, and he was Jesus of Nazareth. Now, he chose to spend most of his life right in the land of Israel, and in that land, he was Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God by miracles and wonders and signs which God did, and we read this statement in Romans 15:8 that he was a minister of the circumcision. So when he was 8 days old, he was circumcised, and when he was 30 years of age, we read in the 4th of Luke that he went to the synagogue on Israel's Sabbath, and that was his custom, and we read that he was made under the law, and he said, I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now when we get over to Colossians 1:27, we read of Christ in the Gentile, the hope of glory. You compare that with Acts 2:22, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God in the midst of Israel in their land. Well, you say there's a great difference between Jesus of Nazareth in a body of flesh and blood in the land of Israel and Christ now in the believer, the hope of glory. Paul says, Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, where is Christ now? Well, according to Ephesians 4:11-9-12, we read there that the Lord Jesus he's ascended far above and up on high. He's far above all heavens. Think of it. And we read that he has a glorified body and he's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, that he is the Lord. He's the head over all things of the church, which is his body. He's far above. Now, up there, Christ has the same body that he had while he was on earth. But yet, it's a different body. It's a glorified body. His blood was shed on the cross. And he says, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, but he says, the spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. So don't you see, dear friends, when we say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as far as his essential deity is concerned, he is always the same. But as to his form and ministry, he changes. Now, what's the difference between Christ now up in heaven as a man in a glorified body and Christ in heaven before he came down from heaven as Jesus of Nazareth? Now, there's a great deal of difference between Jesus of Nazareth, when Christ was Jesus of Nazareth for 34 years here on this earth, and when he was in the form of God. I had a little book entitled, Was God a Jew for 33 and a half years? I had 5,000 copies of them, and they went in such a hurry that I didn't even save one copy for myself, but that's the very heart of the Bible. And we read that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision. But we couldn't say now that Jesus Christ is a minister of the circumcision, because in the body of Christ there's neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. He's the glorified Savior. Someday he's coming back and change his ministry again, because he's going to take the throne of David as the Prince of Peace, and the government is going to be upon his shoulder. And it will be Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And thank God, so far as his eternal deity is concerned, he was God in human form, and so wonderful that he could save the vilest sinner, and could save you just as easily as he saved any of them. Thank God that when I was convicted of the fact that I was a lost sinner and needed a Savior, I was pointed to the Lamb of God, which beareth away the sin of the world, and God, for Christ's sake, forgave my sins, and the only way that you can be saved is the truth that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Now, he's the Savior of the world. Why not personally, individually, for yourself, receive Christ right now as your Savior? Will you do that?